Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Michael Rosbrook, who's the founder of Roz Strategies, and that's a tax resolution focused coaching and training company. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be on with you.
You're welcome. And you know, I always love when I see people that have chosen a focus in their industry that is hyper niche and focused on a certain problem. Because, you know, with marketing, you need to be the person that people think of when this problem crops up, because your solution is so clear. So I'm excited to talk about what you guys are doing. I've followed your work for years, and so I'm happy to talk with you here today. But get us first started with, what's your story? What's your background? What's your entrepreneurial journey? And how did you get into the tax resolution industry?
All right. We're going back here a little way. So I was in the corporate world for 18 years. So I didn't start my own business until I was about 42 years old. And at the end of my corporate career, I realized I was unemployable.
Yeah.
There was no way I was ever going to work for anybody ever again. And at the time, and, you know, I'm a C-SPAN nerd, so I'm watching C-SPAN, and I'm watching actually the Senate finance hearings on TV, and the average American was getting up in front of the TV cameras crying, talking about how the IRS ruined their lives, padlocked their businesses, a husband or a wife dying from the stress that the IRS was imposing upon them. And these were good people, Mike. These were not people who had money in the Caymans or offshore accounts. Yeah. These were just good, hardworking Americans that got behind the eight ball, had a negative life-altering event take place in their lives, and they owed the IRS. And at the time, there weren't many people, many firms helping those folks with IRS problems. The other thing, too, is I was at the right place at the right time, because in 1998, then President Clinton signed the Tax Reform and Restructuring Act of 1998, which gave teeth to the IRS Offer and Compromise program. All of a sudden now, if the IRS wanted to levy your bank account or garnish your wages, hey, they had to give you 30-day wow. notice and rights to an appeal. Before 1998, that wasn't possible. It was wild west. Exactly.
Wow.
So I just made a decision right then and there. I was going to help these people. I didn't know anything about the IRS. I didn't have a book of business. My tax experience, you know, I was a CFO in the corporate world, but my tax experience was more corporate tax. I studied under some of the major direct response gurus of our time, Dan Kennedy, Gary Halpert, a few others. And I learned direct response marketing, and that's what put me on the map.
Yes. And so you began working with people that had that problem. They would back in those days when you started. So this will maybe date you. They probably weren't going to Google or social media. You were probably having to find other triggers to locate those people. But these days you have to be seen as that expert so that those people can go, you might be able to help me. Can you please take a look at my situation?
Exactly. When I started my practice in tax resolution, Google didn't exist yet. Wow. Really, I know that's pretty wild, right?
I know.
But the principles of direct response marketing, doesn't matter what media it is or medium, the principles are transferable from offline to online.
You know, you couldn't have said it better. In fact, I remember getting those CD-ROM discs from AOL. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're talking about the same time frame approximately. But at some point, you went from perfecting your methods and knowing exactly how to help people and creating your systems and methodologies to then going, okay, I can't do it all. You know, it's like the grandpa and his grandson walking on the beach, seeing all of the whatever starfish. And he's like throwing it back. And he's like, well, what, why are you throwing it back? Well, they're living creatures. Let's help them live. And he goes, there's so many, you can't throw them all back. And he goes, but I can help this one and I can help this one. So I can only do what I can do. But at some point you started thinking, let me train other people to do the same thing. How, when was that? How many years into your journey was that?
So about 9 years ago, I had a nasty business divorce from a business partner, and I basically walked away from my baby. I walked away from my company called Tax Resolution Services. I didn't sell it. My income, you know, I was making very good money, obviously, and it went from that number to zero overnight because it paid for me to walk away. My wife, who's now my business partner in Ross Strategies, there was a small window of opportunity to extricate myself from that. And she kind of grabbed me and pulled me out and said, hey, I'll be your business partner. And we started Ross Strategies together 9 years ago. So I took my 16 years of experience running my own tax resolution firm. And by the way, we were one of the most, we were one of the largest and most reputable firms at the time. We were servicing about 4,000 clients. We were doing over $20 million a year just solely from representing taxpayers before the IRS. I had 14 licensed folks and 35 support people processing the cases. You know, I had a sales force. I had an inbound call center. So I was forced, Mike, to come up with processes and systems to manage so much activity. So I took those experiences, in the trenches experiences, I call them, and developed a system and a toolkit for other practitioners who want to get into the tax resolution business. So one of the things that differentiates us from some of the other folks who teach the technical training, we teach the business of tax resolution. We teach folks how to generate leads, how to qualify prospects, how to talk to them and get retained on the first meeting or the first phone call, what to charge, how to collect those fees in advance before the case settles, and as an added benefit, how to do the work.
You know, it's interesting what you just described there is like flipping the table. And most of the time it's like, let me teach you all the ins and the outs of, but without diminishing the power of what the work is, most of the time it's probably something where it's like, okay, here's this flowchart, blueprint, checklist. Here's how to do the things. Yeah. But it's similar to when you go to law school, medical school, and one of the doctors or lawyers wants to start their own practice. They took zero courses on how to grow a business, sell, market. And so that's what you're doing. You're allowing them to get the experience. Most probably, I would only assume, and I don't know the answer to this, but maybe one of your students that gets a deal and closes it, and they're like, okay, Michael, now what? And you're like, don't worry, we got a back office to help support you, walk you through the process, and help you deliver the results for your client.
Exactly. I'm a CPA by education and training. But one of the things I realized that most enrolled agents, CPAs and attorneys, and I don't like to say it, but it's the truth, are some of the worst business people in the world. They're great technicians. They're great at the work, but the work is the easy part. You know, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of technical things to learn, but that's the easy part. The hard part is getting clients. The hard part is marketing and getting new clients and filling a pipeline and having predictable cash flow. That's the difficult part that we teach.
It reminds me, I'm always one for analogies, and my wife is like, you're just such a dude. All the dudes like analogies, but I do. But it's like the story about with the guy's car's, you know, making a racket. He takes it to the mechanic and he looks around, up, down, and all around. And he takes a hammer and he whacks it and he's like, okay, cool, it's all fixed. And he's like, here's a bill for $100. He goes, you hit it with a hammer. And the bill was $1 for hitting the engine, $99 for knowing where to hit it. And that's what you're talking about. It's not rocket science. It's like things that people can do. But when you know the specific formula, recipe, blueprint, and putting it all together, that's what you've perfected over the years. But what you said is so powerful. It's like you got to get in front of the people that have that pain. And I'm assuming that most of your clients are tax preparers / CPAs. And wouldn't someone say, oh, wow, let me just go for the low-hanging fruit of let me just get bookkeeping or tax prep clients. And then when the need arises, I'm going to, you know, have someone go, wow, I got an IRS letter. And then I'm going to take that case. But you say you should start at the top and find the people that have the tax resolution problems. And then when you solve that, isn't it just like a lay down to go, let me chat with you about some other things we can do?
Of course, yes. If they have other services and products in their firm, they can cross sell, you know, insurance products, retirement planning products, tax planning products. And I tell you what, once you solve someone's tax problem, you have a client for life. You walk on water. They don't want anyone to touch their taxes.
100%. Because you've proven yourself with something that is above and beyond the traditional, you know, anybody can go online and fill out this and do a tax prep and you see the commercials on TV. But I think that's a big thing is when someone really solves that pain, that problem.
Exactly.
Because people are motivated to go away from something that causes pain and they're motivated to go towards something that causes them, gives them pleasure. But the strongest motivator is getting away from pain.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and when we talk about tax preparers and CPAs who do, you know, traditional tax prep and accounting services, I mean, it's a commodity. Everybody does it. I mean, a lot of people do it. And there's a lot of free do-it-yourself online resources as well. And that market has been drying up with regard to professionals doing tax returns because of all the do-it-yourself. So what we teach and what we emphasize is, look, even if you don't do tax resolution, you need to replace that revenue stream because it's going away. And within a few years, especially with AI, with regard to tax prep, a lot of that's going to be automated. A lot of it already is.
Yeah, that's huge. So with tax resolution, what's the industry outlook for now moving forward? Because you mentioned the bill or the, you know, governmental, you know, deal you mentioned back in the late 90s. Is there anything that you're seeing on the horizon that's going to make this industry even more hot than it is currently?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, back in 2008, 9, and 10, when I was in practice during the Great Recession, I had my most profitable years, which is kind of counterintuitive or maybe an oxymoron, if you will. But what most consumers think that, hey, I'm going to go to the IRS with an offer when I have more money, when things are better. But that's the opposite thinking, because you'll get the best deal possible with the IRS when you're most financially destitute, when things are bad, when real estate values are flattening out, or you're losing equity in your home, or you're underemployed, or you just got laid off. That's the time to approach the IRS with a settlement. And, you know, we're in, whether or not you think we are or not, we're in a recession, whether it's mild, not mild, that's debatable. But the economy is in a recession right now. Just look at all the layoffs from all the different companies. Plus, the IRS, you know, in 2022, Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act, which gave $80 billion, first time in history, $80 billion to the IRS to revamp their 1960s legacy computer systems, to hire 87,000 new people over the next 10 years. Most of them in enforcement and compliance. Mm-hmm. Sure, they're hiring customer service people and IT people and all the rest, but they have certain initiatives, certain compliance areas they're going after big time, which as a practitioner really equates to two cases from one client. If a client gets audited and the client can't take out their checkbook and write a check and pay the IRS in full lump sum, now you have a collection case, which is a separate engagement, a separate fee. So what we're seeing is like a two-for-one situation where folks who are getting audited and they're increasing the audit rates, especially what we're seeing now are pass-through entities, sub-S and LLCs, where the shareholders aren't taking compensation. And under the law, they must take compensation. So we're seeing a lot of those audits, those are payroll tax audits. The IRS views payroll tax audits as theft, and the bar on the civil area, the bar for criminal or civil fraud is very, very low. So we're seeing a lot of those cases. We're seeing crypto tax currency cases where people don't report their crypto. It's a double-edged sword because some of those accounts are offshore, so now there's an FBAR issue. So there's more work right now that goes around for everybody 10 times over.
And it makes me when you're describing this, I'm on the outside listening in, thinking that this is so similar to a foreclosure in the sense that you can get very unscrupulous practitioners out there preying on people in the foreclosure. And I would venture to say that there's the same tendency in tax resolution where someone could come in, know the right buzzwords to say, know the right thing, and just really be unethical. So what do you teach your students on how to care and show empathy and be highly ethical while they're providing this valuable service?
Well, IRS Circular 230, which is the Bible, it governs practice before the IRS. So even though you may be an attorney licensed by your state bar, or you may be a CPA in the state of Maryland licensed by the state of Maryland, Circular 230 governs practice before the IRS. So, you know, we teach that you have to adhere to all the, you know, all the subsections and the sections in Circular 230 when it comes to representation.
And it's not just like, oh, you ought to do it, be kind to people. This is kind of like when a financial planner says, I'm a fiduciary. It means they are obligated by law to do the right thing by you or else. And same as what you just described. It's not just, oh, you ought to be kind to someone. It's like, if you're not, well, the IRS has a subsection dot something or another where they might be tapping on you on the shoulder and having a stern talk.
Exactly. You know, what most practitioners don't realize is, see, here's the thing. A tax resolution client is night and day from their normal clients. Their normal clients, they're afraid to lose. They don't want to deliver bad news or tell them they have to shut this business down or you can't do that. A lot of them don't say that to their clients. As a tax resolution specialist, you know, you're hired to do a job. You're hired to fix their problem. I mean, one of the things, Mike, that I told clients before I allowed them to hire me, which is a lot different than people think. A lot of people are desperate for them to hire them.
Yeah.
They had to jump through hoops. And one was, is, and I would tell the client, hey, Joe, look, the most success, the people who have the best outcomes with me do two things. And they are this: they do exactly what I tell them to do when I tell them to do it. Can we agree to that? Because if we can't, then we're not a right fit for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did a lot of takeaway selling, if you will.
Yep. Well, let's talk about your summit that you do for tax resolution. What's that all about?
Yeah. So every August we put on, this will be our eighth year doing it. We put on what's called the Tax Resolution Annual Success Summit. It's virtual. So you don't have to get on a plane or a hotel or get a pet sitter. Mm-hmm. And it's 3 days of myself and some of our guest expert speakers training you on the tax resolution domination system, which is one of our core signature products, which is the business. I call it a business in the box. It's the business of resolution. For example, on day one, you're going to learn the latest marketing strategies that are working today that no one else is going to talk about. On day two, you're going to discover how to take someone through a consultation and getting a check, getting retained on the spot, or a credit card on the spot that everybody gets wrong. And then on the third day, we're going to talk about how to utilize some shortcuts in order to resolve your cases that nobody else teaches. So this is a really immersive event. We have our awesome breakout sessions, like a workshop for all 3 days. We're going to teach marketing, sales, practice management, and case resolution. We send everyone a playbook. You get a 220-page playbook, which is kind of the agenda for the 3 days. You get that ahead of time. And also some real cool swag and an event box that Roslyn puts together for everybody. So it's a really cool event. There's a lot of gamification, rewards, points, prizes are awarded. And we all have a great time. And you get to learn. And after 3 days, if you don't get new clients after 3 days, you're not working the system.
Because it's like Jim Rohn used to teach, success leaves clues. And I know many people have said the same thing, but if you have put together this business in a box, and if you do the following in the following way, and no, you're not going to hit it out of the park the first time you meet with the prospect. But when you work and work and polish, the proof, it's almost like a franchise in a sense. You put together what works, follow the system, and don't try to, you know, just trust the process. You know, I'm hearing what you're saying, and it's just so similar to all these things that you hear in businesses. You know what? If you don't want to just start from scratch, go get a franchise. Well, a franchise could be $250,000 just to get the right to work with them. I'm sure that you don't charge anything near that, but yet you've given them success blueprints to follow so that then they can become successful. So I think that is spectacular. And the people these days, you know, it's wonderful to be in person, and I love that, but boy, offering that virtual ticket and the ability to learn from people that are already doing it, I think that is just spectacular.
Yep. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, we have a great time. I love putting it on. Last year we had close to 1,000 attendees, and we're shooting for that again this year.
Awesome. Well, Michael, it's just been such a pleasure talking with you about this really critical industry. If someone is interested in learning more and also learning more about the summit, what's the best way that they can reach out and connect with you?
Right. Two ways. You can go to the website, which is rajstrategies.com/summit. Or you can call the office if you want, speak to one of our client care executives, and that's 888-670-0303.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure being on with you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.